This is Robert with AlionEye.com. In case you're curious, that's AlionEye, not AlionEye. It's AlionEye.com. I'm sitting here in the car, about to leave Rantoul on my way back home. After five pretty great practices and half a scrimmage and then another scrimmage, and I've had my fill. Well, who am I kidding? I'd never have my fill of Illini football, but I've had my fill of camp. And before I leave, I just kind of want to mark this moment for if we have a good season. Because if we have a good season, I think a lot of it is going to source back to tonight. You may have seen some tweets from some other writers, and I think even the Illini football Twitter, just saying how fired up practice was. You really can't describe it, especially the defense. The defense was so fired up. Basically, they go to an 11-11 drill. You have the linemen that are hitting, basically, but there's no tackling. The defense will wrap up the tailback, or they'll tag the quarterback, or they'll put two hands on the receiver after he catches it, but there's no real tackling. It's not like a full contact drill. It's a lot of contact, and the linemen and the pass rushers are really getting after it. But for health and injuries and everything else, they're not tackling the guy with the ball, basically. And 2 years ago, they ran this same kind of stuff at Rantoul, and it was quiet. I mean, it was just, you could hear the coaches instructing and this and that. And last year, it was a little emotional. The coaches, especially Coach Koning and Coach Petrino, would get on the sidelines of like, come on, these are your guys, let's go, this and that. And it was kind of loud. And even earlier this week, it was kind of loud and such. I never really understood maybe what the coaches were going for. Tonight, I understood. And what I understood was that defense got so fired up that it was, you could feel it. The people in the stands started standing up. The defense would make a play. The 40 or so guys on the sideline in white jerseys, which is what the defense wears, would go insane, screaming. The defensive guys who made the play are fired up. And now the offense is kind of back on their heels. And it felt, for the first time, it felt like a football game. They're not tackling, they're not everything else, but it felt like a football game out there. And based on emotion, simply based on emotion, the defense played the best I've seen in five practices and two scrimmages in that last drill. And it reminded me that football is an emotional game. You kind of lose that at practice, but you lose the whole momentum thing where you're looking at the scoreboard and, oh my gosh, and we had a 17-point lead, and now it's down to a 7-point lead, and you lose all that part of football when you're at practice, because it's all about technique and this and that. And these coaches, specifically Koning and Petrino, the way they want to run their sides of the ball and the way they want to, I guess, run their practices. And Coach Zook is part of this, too. It's not that it's not that he's not this kind of guy, but the way this practice was, the defense played well. The offense was on its heels, and it responded pretty good, but it was the defense's night. And it reminded me that the good teams, yeah, you got to have talent. Yeah, you have to have schemes and everything else. But there's a third thing, and it's emotion. When you have that, and when your team believes in your guys, and they're supporting them on the sideline and going nuts, it can change a season. So I'm ever the optimist when it comes to Illini football, but what I saw tonight, and what I saw in the deep, and the offense responded. Donovan Young ran over a couple guys. I mean, again, they're not hitting, but Eaton Spence is trying to run him out of bounds, and he just forearmed his back shoulder and sent him flying. And the offensive side went nuts. And this team started to grow tonight. So if we go on to a solid season and a good bowl, I'm going to point back to tonight. I'm going to point back to the emotion that this team showed. That the coaches have been driving for, that they believe in each other and that they're going to get after it. So that was encouraging. I couldn't have a better practice to end my time here in Rantoul. So go Illini, and that was awesome.